Federer, I should say, set a couple of records while overwhelming Marin Cilic in the Wimbledon men's final, picking up his 8th championship. All things considered, Federer says he's surprised how well his year's been going.
I am surprised that it's this good. And I guess you would have laughed too if I were told you, like, I was going to win 2 slams this year. You know, people wouldn't believe me if I said that. I don't know how much longer it's going to last. I have no idea. But I just got to be always remind myself, that health comes first at this point.
At a ceremony in Paris, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu honored the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi death camps 75 years ago.
What happened here on that day in the heart of Paris, multiplied by 400 times. 400 Parises.
French President Emmanuel Macron was also on hand for that event in which the two honored the victims of the mass deportation. This is SRN News.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM. KEXB.
Well, good morning, folks. Howdy, happy Monday, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. And we've got a big old crew today. We've got Travius. Do I hear your lovely voice? Oh, okay. Well, we're about to have Travius patch through. We've actually got a special guest in studio today, and that's my daughter, Emily Ward. Say hello, Emily.
Hello.
She still
good
hasn't
morning,
had her.
Emily.
See, oh, Travius is saying good morning to you.
Hey,
good
Travius.
Morning, Travius.
Good morning. Calling live from Peach City this morning.
I love it. I love it. Well, we also have Dr. Clothier online with us, I believe.
Yes. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Clothier. How are you? And we want to get right into your segment after we say hello to everybody. We've also got Michael Clark in studio working the board. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
All right, folks. Well, let's just get this Monday up and running with some great medical advice. Dr. Clothier, and folks, for those of you who are new to the show, Dr. Norm Clothier is our medical correspondent. He's part of the JP, Kathy, and the crew family. He's always with us every Monday, and he always provides a wealth of knowledge as far as medical advice and health advice and advice for your family, especially this summer, you know, when you've got so many different things that can go wrong and stuff that you can proactively take care of. Dr. Clothier always has a great amount of knowledge to impart upon us. So, Dr. Clothier, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, I appreciate that introduction. I feel really good. So,
well, you should. You're special. We love you, Dr. Clothier.
That's very good. I actually thought we'd talk about ticks today and tick-borne disease. We have a lot of people out at camps and out at lakes and such, and I think we need to kind of be aware of what's going on with the tick population. So,
oh, absolutely. I think that's a great topic, and it's interesting because my daughter and myself are huge dog lovers, and we've actually got for the second part of the show, Dr. Clothier, after your segment, we've got a couple of guys coming in. And folks, you do not want to miss these guys. Are two really cool military guys. They invented a drone, and one of the guys has a service dog, a big old service dog that's coming in studio. And so when I think of ticks, I think of also not only taking care of you yourself, like when you're out and about, like you said, camping or out at the lake, but also with dogs. What do you do there too?
Absolutely.
And you know, and if your family dog has a tick, is that a danger to you? And should the dog stay outside? What do you do to treat it? So I'm looking forward to hearing you talk about that. Travius, how is Peach City treating you?
Everything's good, Captain Man. I had a good weekend. It rained in Peach City this weekend, but all is well.
Well, love it. Well, we miss you. And Travius, you'll be in studio next Monday, correct?
Next Monday, I'll be back in the Triple D.
The Triple D?
Yeah, you never heard that before, Kathy?
No, and I'm afraid to ask. Okay, Travius, this is a family show. We've got Dr. Clothier here. I've got my daughter in studio. So,
that's all right.
Triple D, what is that, Travius, if it's family friendly?
It's just called the Triple D because everything is big there, so it's Triple D.
Okay.
It's called Big D.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was the Big D.
Oops.
All right, folks. Well, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Norm Clothier talking about health as far as ticks are concerned. What do you do to prevent them? What do you do if you get them when you're out camping or out at the lake or just, you know, heck, even out in your own backyard or taking your dog on a walk? What do you do? How do you keep your family safe? Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
620 AM KEXB. Experts in business in North Texas.
Here's a look at your traffic this morning on 620 AM KEXB. Well, they've got an accident working. This has got two left lanes blocked on 35 East southbound on the eastbound ramp onto Woodall Rogers. So that's going to be causing a bit of congestion. Stalled vehicle has been cleared out of the way on 35 Stemmons southbound at 635. Now, we do have some road constructions just been picked up, 35E northbound between 635 and Beltline Road, so smooth sailing there. And that's your traffic this morning on 620 AM KEXB.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. To talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
My name is Ann, and we're debt free for keeps.
1-800-936-5348.
I'm Trina Webster.
And I'm Dan Webster, founders of ZQuiet. Let me be honest, I snored.
Yeah, he did. Crazy loud.
And I was forced to sleep on the couch most nights.
Dan tried everything, including surgery, to solve his snoring problem.
Nothing worked.
So we turned to experts and created a solution that's a total game changer. A mouthpiece called ZQuiet.
Not just any mouthpiece, one that gently opens the airway where the snoring happens. In fact, it's based on the same technology as treatments costing thousands of dollars.
It allows natural jaw movement so you can talk, breathe normally, and best of all, sleep comfortably without making a sound.
And what's really cool is that it couldn't be easier. Just pop it in before you go to sleep to kick snoring out of bed.
So you can sleep quiet
with ZQuiet.
ZQuiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah! Lately, a lot of people have been asking, with the stock market at record highs, should I take my stock market gains, protect what I have, and get out? Or will the stock market continue to go up?
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Choose the Alliance Area, 7 p.m. Thursday, Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Plano, 1 p.m. Saturday in the Money Matters building, or in Arlington, Thursday, July 27th. Please reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0300.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM KEXB.
I've got the world. Well, folks, happy Monday. Howdy, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. What a great day we have planned for you today. First of all, good morning, Sheravius from Peach City.
Good morning, Catherine Ann.
And I've also got my daughter in studio. Good morning, Emily Ward.
Good morning.
And then we've also got Michael Clark.
Yes, good morning.
And we've got the one and only Dr. Norm Clothier, who is our medical correspondent. And Dr. Clothier, let's just get right into your topic, which is ticks. So tell our audience all about it.
Excited. Yeah, I'm sure that's very exciting to Emily to get to talk about ticks this morning. So.
Oh, yes, that's what every high school kid wants to hear.
Absolutely, that's right. They're just very important, though, because there are diseases associated with them. And as much as anything, I find there's a lot of fear associated with ticks and tick bites. So I just want to mention a few basic things about it. First, there are different types of ticks. You know, ticks are arthropods that we all know tend to grab onto people and claw their way in with their head and kind of stay there and feed off of the bloodstream. And so there are different species of ticks, and different species of ticks carry different risk in terms of disease. Now, we're pretty fortunate in Texas. There actually are very few really significantly endemic areas of tick disease. And I think most people would associate their biggest fear of a tick disease with Lyme disease. And Lyme disease, of course, was named after Lyme, Connecticut, where it was first described.
I did not know that. I've always wondered where it got that name.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a story about the name because I think it's an interesting one. And I know we have a very common discussion about Lyme disease, and I think a lot of people don't really understand it. But what happened was several years ago now, probably around 30-ish years ago, there was an outbreak of a disease in that area of Lyme, Connecticut, noted to have a lot of joint pain, rashes, fever, aches, fatigue. And so the CDC sent people, the Centers for Disease Control, sent people to the area to try to sort out the infection or the cause. And the cause, of course, was found to be from a particular spirochete or organism in the tick that carries Lyme disease. And so it became known as Lyme disease because the biggest outbreak was right around Lyme, Connecticut. Now, you may realize Lyme, Connecticut is not very near Texas. And in fact, if you look at a map showing the distribution of Lyme disease, it's extremely unusual to have it in Texas. And then there's a large cluster around the northeast United States, around the area from about Pennsylvania to Connecticut, because that's where the ticks are that carry it. So most cases in Texas are associated more with travel and with people being up in the northeast and getting tick bites and then coming back and being diagnosed with it. It is not found in the Texas deer tick, for instance, which is the most common tick in Texas. But the story on the name, when I was in residency, we had a member of the CDC come and give a lecture to us, and he had been involved in the original research and the epidemiology of trying to figure it out. And basically, the spirochete is a cousin of what causes syphilis in humans. And so his comment was, if only they had named it tick syphilis instead of Lyme disease, it wouldn't be talked about as much and wouldn't be kind of feared maybe as much. It'd be sort of brushed under the rug because of the name.
And oh, that's very interesting. So you're talking about a different name will take on a different connotation for folks as far as how seriously something's taken like this.
Yeah, I think maybe not how seriously it's taken, but how seriously or how much fear is associated with talking about it. And frankly, how much popularity in talking about it. You know, it's one of those things. I think that when we mention the disease, we suddenly have a lot of people who have a lot of fear concerning that disease. You know, the most recent one here has been Zika virus. Of course, a couple of summers ago is Ebola virus. And I don't mean at all, those shouldn't be feared. They should be feared. But I think they get talked about more. And then you have people with symptoms that really have nothing to do with the illness who are worried that they have it because it's being talked about. Another example, this one's a mosquito-borne illness, but it's West Nile virus. West Nile first hit the scene here in the early 1990s. And it's, frankly, it's got a very catchy name. People remember West Nile virus. You know, they know the name. We've had our first case diagnosed in Dallas County just a couple of days ago. And so we're down to actually just a handful of cases each year. But people still talk about West Nile virus a lot. In comparison, there's St. Louis encephalitis, which has been described since at least about 1935 in the area. And I never hear anyone come in and say, oh, I'm worried I may have St. Louis encephalitis, because it's not a newer, catchier name or talked about as much. There actually are as many cases as West Nile virus, but people just don't tend to talk about it very much. And, of course, the good news is the vast majority of people exposed or who even get the infection have a mild case or no symptoms at all. But, unfortunately, a few individuals have a bad case. And that's kind of the way with Lyme disease. A lot of people can form antibodies and recover from it or other tick-borne diseases and never even really have any idea they had it. But there are some people who seem to get, you know, who obviously get a much more significant syndrome of it. So there are six primary tick-borne diseases in Texas. I figure since we're in Texas, those are going to be the highest on our list. So there's babesiosis, which nobody ever talks about, ehrlichiosis, which people rarely ever talk about. Lyme disease is found here primarily in the traveler. There's Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and I'll answer the obvious question about that here in a moment. And then tularemia, and the most common is actually tick-borne relapsing fever. And that's essentially where you have a tick bite, get a virus, and then have fever off and on for a few weeks at times, usually not high enough to be a huge bother, but you know, just uncomfortable, just like having a viral syndrome off and on for a few weeks. So going back to the Rocky Mountain spotted fever, you might wonder why we have Rocky Mountain spotted fever in Texas since we don't have Rocky Mountains in Texas. And that's another naming issue, is that the virus, the disease syndrome, was actually misnamed that was in the Rocky Mountains. And so it actually has been corrected over time, and that's a tick-borne relapsing fever that we see more in the mountains of, you know, the middle to western United States, the Rocky Mountain range. And Rocky Mountain spotted fever is actually more common in Texas, throughout the south, over to the Carolinas, and not it does not occur in the area of the Rocky Mountains. So that's another kind of naming issue, which is a challenge, because, you know, sometimes things just kind of get the wrong name or pick up the wrong name or are, you know, misunderstood initially.
Well, and so, Dr. Clothier, very quickly, I've got a listener who has asked. They said on Pinterest they saw that cinnamon oil is a way you can remove ticks. Is there any truth or validity to that?
I personally am not familiar with that. I would say that there are basically three methods involved in removing ticks that people talk about, one of which is some form of oil. I don't know about cinnamon oil, honestly, but the oil or Vaseline, you know, I've heard you can basically suffocate them so that they will remove more easily. And I do think that Vaseline or oil makes the head a little bit more slick so that you can remove it. The problem I find is that it makes the rest of the body of the tick more slick also, so it can be hard to get a grip on it to remove it in one piece.
What about hairspray? What about hairspray? I know back in the 90s when I was in college, like the hairspray that we used, that you cover any kind of bug, any kind of bug bite with that, and it takes care of business. Any truth to that?
You know, I've never really needed hairspray. You've seen my hair, and you realize the problem.
So you weren't into Rave or Aquanet back in the 90s like I was.
No, I was not. I wasn't ready to confess that this morning, but I will confess I was not in.
Thank you so much, Dr. Clothier, for your honesty.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't know how hairspray would help. I think the challenge with ticks is twofold. Let me cover the other two ways to remove them, and then we'll talk about why you want to do a particular method most often. And so one is the drenching method, which is oil or Vaseline or maybe hairspray. I must say I hadn't heard that one. The second is to light a match and blow it out and put the hot match head on, irritate it into wiggling out of you. I don't recommend that because I think you're more likely to burn something else than to annoy the tick enough to wiggle its way out. And so the third is to get a pair of tweezers and just go sideways to the tick. And I know on radio it's kind of hard to describe that, but if you view, let's say you had a tick on the back of your hand and you take the tweezers sideways to see, go in from like the thumb side with your other hand at a 90-degree angle to where the tick is has placed his head into the skin, and then just very gently lift. And as you gradually lift, the tick will tend to let go, and you can slide the tick right out in full body fashion. And that way the tick isn't drenched in something to where, you know, you can't grab it. And you can just apply a slow, and I mean slow, it may take you a minute or 2 minutes to remove it, but just a slow upward pressure will cause the tick to release. That way you don't have to irritate it with fire. You don't have to, you know, burn yourself and all kinds of things. So the key on ticks is that what they do is they dig their head in and they suck on blood to feed themselves. You know, we're all familiar with that part. And at some point, when they've fed enough, they regurgitate a little bit into the skin. Sorry if that kind of grosses you out. That's what they do. And then, but the key is that it's when they regurgitate that you may get a virus from them that they are carrying. And that often is about 36 hours or more into the tick bite. So a real key is check daily for ticks if you are in any kind of outdoor tick-borne area. And, of course, we associate that with brush, trees, you know, forested areas, lake areas. There are more bugs around of all sorts this year, including ticks, because of the warm winter and the wet spring that we had. And so you should check you and your dog, as you mentioned earlier, your children. Just check in general through the hair and all around the body for ticks each day, because if you can remove them the first day, you greatly reduce the odds of getting any infection from them. And, of course, if you can remove them sooner than later, they won't dig in and have as great a hold on the body as they would otherwise.
Right, because so Lyme's disease, I mean, disease, I mean, I've got a girlfriend who, I've got a couple of girlfriends, actually, who suffer from that. And it's, I mean, it's a rough disease. I mean, years and years and years and years later, I know one girlfriend of mine in particular who has had just horrible consequences as a result of that. So you're right. So take care of business early if at all possible.
You know, keep in mind, viral syndromes can be very difficult because you can't kill them. Viruses technically are not alive. And so they, you know, they become a challenge in the process once they are settled into the body. If they last a while, that can be a challenge. Now, here's a great irony, though, is that many of the tick-borne diseases are not viruses. They are bacteria, like the spirochete of Lyme disease. I probably should have been careful to say Lyme is not a virus earlier, but many of the syndromes are viral. But with Lyme disease, that is, the spirochete is a bacterium, and so it can be killed out with antibiotics early on. So if you have a tick that has persisted, or you develop the so-called target rash, which you can look up pictures, it's pretty noticeable if you ever see one, you recognize that quickly, then you can treat with antibiotics early on and basically eliminate the infection and therefore the risk of long-term consequences. The biggest issue is when people get an infection and they don't realize it, or they don't treat it, or they don't want to go in and be treated, or, you know, they don't like antibiotics, or all the various different sort of political, social side of that you then run more risk of a long-term infection.
So exactly.
It's very valuable that if you feel you have a syndrome of infection, you know, that could be aches, fever, rash, joint pain early into the, you know, with association with a tick bite, try to treat it as early as you can with proper antibiotics. And there you need the likelihood of what kind of tick got you and what kind of infection may be getting you. And that's based largely on the area you are in when you have that bite.
Well, and again, so Dr. Clothier, wouldn't you suggest, and then before we go to our break and finish up our segment with you, I'd like you to answer this question, then tell folks how to get in touch with you. Again, this is one of those things. Don't go on the internet and assume you're going to self-diagnose what's going on. This is a case where you need to get in to see your physician, correct?
Yes. Yes, you need your doctor. Yes. And that's, you know, obviously that's my bias anyway, which I think is fair, but it's really true. You cannot just pick and choose your likelihood of infection or your managing of the infection or, you know, even you may not even necessarily have any idea what type of tick or what type of area if you're not used to looking at the epidemiology of that in terms of what ticks, you know, would be most likely to cause infection. Well, I do want to just cover one other quick.
Okay, and then after that, let's after you cover that, let's give your information before we go to break. Thank you so much, Dr. Clothier. Go on.
Oh, certainly. I appreciate that. So the best thing to do about tick bites is to prevent them. So if you have a hat on when you're in a wooded area or a brush area around a lake, and if it's a wide-brim hat, then they can't get to the ears and such. And wear long sleeves when possible, like thin clothing but long sleeves. That way they can't latch on to you. And ticks tend to come from above. They don't tend to come from below. So, in other words, they don't crawl up on you. They fall on you and dig in. So, you know, that's why we associate with brush and with trees is because they come from above you. So if you can prevent the bite, that's a real key. And then if you can recognize the bite and gently remove the tick early, that's another huge key to it. So I would just encourage people, be aware of ticks, be smart about them. And when you remove them, you can just, you know, like any bug, you can squish it and kill it and dispose of it. You know, it's not, being around the dead body of a tick won't be a problem, you know, for you. And then most ticks are, roughly speaking, about the size of a watermelon seed. There are certainly smaller ones and younger ones, but they don't tend to be very aggressive. It tends to be the more mature adult tick. And so usually you can see them and, you know, basically identify that tick with its legs, you know, and body sticking outward from the skin. It's not really a question usually as to whether there's a tick bite. And then when you remove the head, you generally can tell if all the pieces come out because almost all of them are dark brown or black. And you can shine a light like a flashlight next to the spot, transilluminate, and see if there are little particles still in the skin. And that's true if you're dark skin, light skin, medium skin, or whatever. You can use a light to see if there are little pieces left or not. But generally speaking, once the tick, the majority of the head is out, they're not going to be able to regurgitate, basically, because the body and the head will be gone. So that little piece is not going to cause infection. It's just going to be like a splinter in the skin that will work its way outward over time.
And again, we're hoping everybody, we hope everybody tuned in just in time as they're eating their first bite of breakfast. And we're talking about ticks and regurgitation and all this kind of good stuff. Dr. Clothier, how do folks get in touch with you?
Have a tick-free breakfast is my encouragement. I'm at 214-575-3422. It's my office, and we're at Renner and 190, and it's FHCATX.com. I'm with Family Healthcare Associates. There are 11 offices in the Metroplex, and we'd love to serve you and your family.
Well, and thank you so much, Dr. Clothier. We always look forward to you coming on every Monday morning and starting off our week with some good knowledge as far as your health and your family and safety issues and things of that nature. And again, folks, don't second guess stuff. If you are in question, and especially with something serious like a tick or like bug bites, don't mess around. Go and see your family physician. And if you don't have a family physician, give Dr. Norm Clothier a call because he is our medical correspondent for JP, Kathy, and the crew, and we cannot recommend him highly enough. So thank you, Dr. Clothier. Have a blessed week.
Well, I appreciate that. You too. Enjoy.
All right. Well, thanks so much, folks. When we come back from break, we've got two awesome guys in here, a drone and a service dog. Life doesn't get better than this on a Monday morning. So, folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXP.
This is 620 AM KEXP. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Here's a look at your traffic this morning on 620 AM KEXP. Well, that stall has been moved out of the way. Still seeing a little bit of delays on 35E southbound at 635. They just cleared this accident on 35 Stemmen southbound on the eastbound ramp on the Woodall Rogers. Still going to be very congested in that area. Also got a stalled vehicle reported on 635 westbound between Forest and Abrams. It's got to slow back to Royal Lane. And that's your traffic this morning on 620 AM KEXB.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com, or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Roden Baugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Roden Baugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at RodenBaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Roden Baugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. I said Silverback Gorillin Sauce.
Silverback Gorillin Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your Gorillin on.
Yeah!
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Well, happy Monday. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We are so excited to have you with us today. We've got a couple of military folks in here who have a drone. I mean, this is the best way to start off a Monday morning. First of all, talking about ticks, which I'm sorry if anybody was eating while Dr. Clothier was talking about removing ticks and ticks regurgitating, but it's good information to have. But then on this, and then my daughter's in studio today. Good morning, Emily. So happy to have you with us. But how cool that we've got Ty and Gray with us. We've got Maya, who is this beautiful service dog. I say dog. She's like a small horse. And then we've got a drone in studio with us. Life doesn't get any better on a Monday morning. Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So glad to have y'all. Well, introduce yourselves and let's talk about a little bit about your military service first, and then let's get into your drone, what it can do, how people can get in touch with you guys. So, hello. So who wants to go first? Hi, Gray.
Good morning. My name's Gray Jewett. I did 12 years active duty in the Marine Corps. Eight of that was spent as an explosive ordnance disposal technician, so essentially a bomb tech.
Wow.
That's how I met my first partner. He's another UD tech. We were stationed together for Camp Lejeune. We did multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure, I promise.
That's what I love about military guys and gals. They're always like, oh, no, it was my pleasure. And I'm like, wow, because your job's way tougher than my job.
That's a lot easier to think about it. If you're, you know, you're overseas, the only thing you have to really worry about is staying alive. The bills don't matter. You know, the kids,
the dogs. That's true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You're right. So, it's just staying alive, and we're glad you did. And thank you so much for your service. And then tell us about your background and your military service.
My name is Ty Lampe. I'm originally from Dodge City, Kansas, just up north, which I think is part of Texas as well. Pretty much the same thing when I come down here anytime.
I feel right at home. You sound like a Texan. So, hey, there you go. That's a compliment.
Thank you, ma'am. 14 years active duty service. I'm actually still in the Marine Corps, so I still have a little bit of it's a little weird for our business on how I bring that active duty aspect to it and you know, how I balance both lives. And luckily, I met Gray while we were at the Marine Special Operations Command out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Okay.
And we did a deployment to Afghanistan together as well.
Okay, so when you were still active duty, you guys were deployed together. And while y'all were deployed, did you start talking about what you had in common or your love of drones, electronics? How did y'all get into this business? And first of all, tell us the name of your business and tell folks how they can learn more about your business.
So the name of the company is Athena's Owl. Originally started, I retired about a year ago, and I knew I was being retired approximately 2 years ago, and that's when I sat down with one of the clinical physicians who was helping me with my medical retirement, and he had made the comment that there's nowhere in this world for you. You got to go out and make it. And so that's when I kind of decided I didn't really want to work for anybody else. I wanted to work for myself. Started up a couple LLCs that weren't nearly as successful as where we're at right now. My wife, backtrack a little bit, my family and I moved to Colorado about 7 months ago.
Okay.
And it just so happened that Ty was 5 minutes down the road.
Oh, get out.
We had no idea.
And had y'all kept in touch all that time?
No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that I had seen a random Facebook post from him saying, hey, moving to Colorado, looking for places to live.
Yep.
So I reached out to him, just kind of throwing that around. But then I actually saw another post from him about a few months later saying, hey, I'm in Colorado Springs.
Okay, that's so cool.
And I'm like, dude, you haven't even hit me up. And
this was meant to be.
Five minutes down the road.
This was meant to be.
Yes, ma'am.
So it was about 2 years ago, you know, I had the epiphany. I was like, man, if we had a couple of drones, I think we could make some money in the realty business. We could provide a different perspective. When Ty and I linked up a couple months ago and realized we live 5 minutes down the road from each other, he had just purchased a drone and started flying it. So I was like, holy cow, man. Apparently, we've been going after the same thing this whole time. So all the pieces kind of fell into place.
I mean, it really did. Yeah. So how do you get interested in drones? And yeah, I'm a chick, so I think they're cool as all get out, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
Y'all are military guys. Y'all are fancy, you know, explosive, all kinds of cool things y'all have done in the military. And so why drones and why is this working? Because your company's really taking off in a short amount of time.
So for me, getting the initial drone was really just being a guy that's a little bit of a nerd.
I love it. Just
kind of like all of us. We're all into our electronics. We're all into the newest thing. And I was actually staying in a treehouse village down in the Dominican Republic when I saw
y'all got to write a book. Okay, wait a second. I see a movie in the making.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the treehouse district in the Dominican Republic.
In the Dominican Republic,
okay.
And a guy from North Carolina actually was out there and actually had one of. I was down to two drones I was looking at, and he actually had one of them.
Oh wow!
He was gracious enough to actually let me fly it, and I just fell in love right away.
You were just hooked.
The day I got back in the United States, I purchased the drone.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And hit up Gray and said, you know, hey, I want you to help me, you know, make some cool video.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it was just, I hadn't even thought about going the business route. I just wanted to make some cool video. I knew he was a prior bomb tech.
Right.
You know, prior military service. Hey, man, let's make some cool videos. We've got the capabilities to do this. And his immediate response was, dude, are you serious? I've been looking at opening a drone business. And it just took off from there.
Yeah.
This was meant to happen.
I think so. I think everything up to now has prepared us for this point.
There's been a lot of
failures up to this point, but there's been a lot of lessons learned. So, I couldn't agree with you more. I honestly believe that everything has kind of prepared us for this point.
Absolutely. And everything happens for a reason.
I believe it.
You know, those failures, and y'all know this in military more than most of us, those failures are what you set you up for success down
Absolutely.
The road. You just have to keep plugging away
Absolutely.
Until you succeed.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to really live by the code of if you're not failing, you're not trying, or you're not pushing your own limits.
Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, we've had our own failures within the business already, you know, only being, a handful of months old, but we've learned from every single one of them. And it's because we're pushing that envelope
right.
on the capabilities of not only ourselves, but our business as well. And it's really paying off for us.
I love it. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and go to a break because I want to leave our audience with a little teaser. When we come back, okay, so like you said, started off just thinking, hey, let's take some cool video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, y'all have blown up, expanded. Yeah. I mean, what you guys are able to do with your drone is amazing. So I want y'all to talk more about the business aspect when we come back. Folks, we've got Ty and Gray in studio, and Maya, the sweet service dog. She's so sweet.
Who's
a small
early.
Horse. Yeah, she's like, I don't get any coffee, so what's up on this? Anyways, folks, we're just so glad to have one gentleman who has finished his service for the military, another one still active duty, and we just, again, can't thank y'all enough. I mean, we're huge supporters of the military on this show. If y'all weren't out doing what you do, we wouldn't have the opportunity to come in and talk and goof around in a radio station 1 hour a morning. So thank you so much for fighting for our freedom, and can't wait to hear more about your business when we come back. Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Here's another look at your traffic on 620 AM KEXB. Got a stalled vehicle in Farmers Branch, taking away two left lanes, 35E northbound at Crosby. You're going to be slow back to Valley View. Crash working in Fort Worth, 183 eastbound between 360 and Amon Carter. Got the right lane blocked off. And also, we've got an accident. This is still going to be working on 635 westbound between Forest Lane and Abrams. Got to slow back to Royal. And that's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB, experts in business.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher, honored to be with Barbara Gill, Secrets of Successful Women, Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. You called the sad and glad experiences. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own story with Secrets of Successful Women Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. be here.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's Day Program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or New Directions Counseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
You got to love a little Elvis Presley on a Monday morning to get you going. Well, folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We're so glad you tuned in. We've got Ty and Gray with us, and I'm not going to talk. I want to hear you guys talk. We've talked about how you started this drone business together. We've talked about y'all's military service. And again, thank you both so much. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
We've also got Maya in studio. Like I said, I've got my daughter here. We've got a service dog. We've got two awesome military guys, and we've got a drone. This is the way you start out your week. This is the way a Monday should start. Well, so how do people get in touch with your company? And then let's talk, like we teased our audience with earlier, what all do y'all do? Because it started off as wanting to video, have some cool video footage, and it's blossomed into this successful business.
Yeah, so right now, the way that, because we're one, take slow, steady steps and really focus on what we're doing right, correct those issues, and then move on. We've really only went up to our personal website, AthenasTacOwl.com. Then our Facebook page, that's Athena's Owl on Facebook. Okay. And then our Instagram, that's AthenasOwl.com.
Okay. And we'll go ahead and we'll add all those in on our Facebook Live post so folks can go and check you guys out. So
yeah, right now we haven't expanded past that. We've had people talk about, you know, we want you guys to get on Twitter. We want you to get on all these other social media sites. And we say, you know what? Hey, we're 30-something old guys that, you know, have really been away from that environment just because of our military.
Okay, let's
take baby steps.
I was telling y'all the other day, I just got on Facebook when I turned 50 in December because on the radio show, they're like, you've got to be on something. I'm like, okay, I'll do Facebook.
Isn't that why you brought your daughter to work?
My son, they know all this, you know. Mm-hmm. So don't say you're in your 30s and you're old because you're not.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is there a phone number for folks to get in touch with you guys, or is it best to go through your website?
So phone number, 719-330-9871.
Okay.
That's going to be my line. Gray has his own.
Okay.
If you want to reach out to us, Facebook's the easiest way, honestly.
Perfect. Just message you through Facebook.
That's kind of the central platform that we're operating from right now
as we're continuing
with business development.
Absolutely.
So we're still working on getting the details within the business kind of ironed out, all the contracts
and whatnot. And the best way to get in touch and all that stuff. Okay, so if people want to hire y'all, what services do y'all provide?
So really right now, the customer's imagination is really where we stop.
Oh, that's a great tagline. I love it.
That's good. We just came up with it.
I was going to say, that's good. Okay. Like we're okay. Hashtag that.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's because, you know, a lot of people are coming to us with ideas of what we could do. And they just think of, okay, I really wish I could have got some photos of this. I really wish I could have got some video of this. Yep. And it's, you know, went from, you know, real estate to weddings to, hey, would you guys come out and film my son playing baseball?
Oh, well, yeah,
that's no super easy. There's no end to the good idea list. Yeah, I promise.
Because think of taking, you know, all of your photos of your son playing baseball or your daughter playing baseball or through that chain link fence, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, when she was on a championship softball team, I mean, mm-hmm. literally, her in action. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's through a fence, you know, and it is what it is.
But we could.
I would love like a picture of when they won and they all, you know, ran out in the middle of the field. I would love a video of that.
Or imagine your child hitting an infield home run and you have it from a drone's perspective, watching him run those bases. It'd be so cool. To all the way that we're starting to kind of look into the industrial portion, especially down here in Texas, of examining oil pipelines. Instead of having to buy that, you know, helicopter that's going to cost a whole lot more money than us and a photographer or another person to be on board that helicopter and fly it, just send a drone down it and, you know, look for that dead vegetation, look for obvious oil leaks, all that sort of stuff. Check out chimney stacks for safety inspections, all that sort of stuff. And that's where we want to go. Like we said, the sky's the limit. You want a picture or a video of it? We can do it.
Anything from business to personal. And you're right. Yeah. And I just, you know, that kind of got my mind, you know, clipping when you start talking about oil and gas industry and pipelines and things of that nature, which, you know, are obviously huge here in Texas. And we dig that. You know, J.R. Ewing did live here. So anyways, y'all are probably too young for the Dallas TV show reference.
This is the second time I've been to Texas.
Okay. Yeah. They're too young for like one of the most famous TV show references ever. I am old. Anyways. That's okay. I'll take it. But the thing is, I was just thinking, you know, I've got lots of folks who are in the industry and who are having to work on things to make sure their safety standards are up.
Yep.
Well, there are places a drone can go.
Absolutely.
That a human being just can't get
Absolutely.
To.
It provides that different perspective. It provides access to locations that are normally not accessible. And not only can we, you know, do visual inspections, but there's different sensors for the platforms that we have. So whether, you know, the customer wants to test the air quality or have infrared images of, you know, for instance, the smokestacks, you know, they're able to see the integrities, you know, of their equipment.
Exactly. So
there's sky's the limit. There's literally no end to the good idea fairies you can do.
I mean, that's
drone.
What I'm just sitting there. I mean, I've just thought of like four or five other ideas. Of this. I mean, that's the thing. You're right. So, and is it?
Well, hold those until after we go.
I'm not going to say them on air. This is just secret sauce we don't want to give away. Well, here's the thing. I mean, what's the price on something like this? Let's say I want to hire you for my kid's sporting event, or heck, I'm just thinking about. Well, again, I'm not going to say those ideas because I'm thinking of, you know, different things you can do for different major events in people's lives. What is the cost for something like this? Or does it vary depending on the
Absolutely
event and
varies.
The scope?
So recently we've partnered up with a veteran nonprofit, Halo for Freedom.
Love them. We love Halo. They're awesome. Those guys rock. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They rock.
They recently afforded us the opportunity to come out to an event in Colorado. They're doing a hog roast.
I was so jealous of y'all. Y'all had so much fun there.
Oh, yeah, we did,
man. It was incredible. You know, we didn't really know which direction the company was going to go.
Right.
And, you know, after Saturday, it gave us a good idea of what, you know, what our niche is or what we're really good at.
Yep.
And media production is kind of the niche where we've fallen
into.
And
there's huge opportunities there.
And I tell you what, at the end of the day, Saturday, it was by far one of the best days I've had in a long time.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's
not only
were
we having a great time, you know, our pilots were having a great time.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, it was really enjoyable. So, It was great for our business because we're taking off. But we had a lot of fun.
I love
we're
it.
We're having a lot of fun.
Hey, Shravius, I know you're on the line. Do you have anything you want to ask Ty and Gray?
My birthday is coming up in October, so if you want to buy me a drone, feel free to.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, okay, yep. Yeah,
we're looking for investors.
Yeah, there you go.
You come our way.
And let me tell you, Shravius is a smart 30-year-old who has done some wise investing, so I love it. Well, so again, how can folks get in touch with you? If you'll please tell them how to get in touch with you on the web and on Facebook.
Sure, all our contact information is on our Facebook website. It's AthenaOwl.com. You should be able to search for it using Athena's Owl.
Okay.
Our website is www.athenas-owl.com.
Okay.
Our contact information's on there. At the end of this Facebook Live, we can go ahead and put our information within the
yes,
text so
absolutely,
people can have it.
Absolutely. I know numbers. Folks are going to be interested in that.
Absolutely. Please reach out to us. We'd love to hear.
Yeah. And so you guys basically have Drone Will Travel. I mean, exactly. If y'all have got an event somewhere, I mean, all,
yes, ma'am.
You know, you just, you, and how do you, let me ask you this, we've got enough time. What do you do, like, when you get on an airplane, how do you get a drone through security?
You put it in the Pelican case and travels like any other.
Yeah.
Do y'all have to check it separately, or can you, no. Is it your carry-on?
Yeah, you can do it as a carry-on. You can do it as a check bag. Some of them are, yeah, like you see the one that's here, that's it's about a 2-foot by 1-foot box. All the way down to the one that I originally purchased, I just throw in a very small backpack when I go, I go hiking out in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay.
You guys want to see?
Check but that out, guys. And for those of you who are kicking it old school on 620 AM The Dial or on KEXB The App, check out Kathy Partridge Ward and check out my Facebook post today. We have a drone. We're showing a drone in studio. This is so cool. This is so great. Well, guys, we've got about 30 seconds to wrap up. What else would you like to leave our audience with? I know y'all are super excited. Mm-hmm. Everything's come together really well for you guys. And like you said, oh, pun intended, sky's the limit, with a drone. So there you go. Hashtag that. Where do y'all see yourselves in the next 6 months?
I think it's really us continuing to work on the media piece consistently while developing that industrial side. Like you said, yeah, willing to travel anywhere. Based out of Colorado, we're down here in Texas doing an interview with you right now. We've got jobs lined up all the way out to eastern Kansas and up to Wyoming.
Wow.
And that's just because those are the people that have reached out to us. So.
Well, will y'all please come back in studio the next time you're back in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, folks, Ty and Gray and Maya and then Emily, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Joanna. We love you.
Yeah, Joanna rocks. All right, everybody have a blessed day. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
KEXB.
Bill Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to The Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important.